Eddie?
Hmm?
It seems to me you've been feeding those cows for a very long time. Your mother's trying to keep your soup warm.
Well, I'm thinking, so it takes longer.
That must be it. What's troubling you?
I was trying to be a good soldier for Jesus by bringing Bouncer to lunch, like Corporal Saxby asked. We were almost here, so close, and he turned around and left. I don't know what I did. I don't know what I said.
Perhaps it just wasn't the right time.
Perhaps I talked too much, or was too pushy, or overeager, or dull.
I'm guessing not the latter. But if you still want to be a good soldier, you have another opportunity tonight.
Oh, the tea.
And you'd better get yourself ready if you want to go. I have lots of pies for you to carry.
I'll hurry.
This was a fine idea, Teddy. I had no idea so many soldiers would show up. We're bursting at the seams.
And they do seem to be enjoying themselves.
I should say, your grandmother's pie pans have been licked clean.
The town ladies you asked to help donated a lot of tea cakes. I can't wait to help myself when they're done.
I doubt there'll be any left. Ah, the Colonel is getting up to speak.
Now, I certainly hope you are all enjoying yourself this evening. But before we hear a few words from Mr. Upton, I should like to tell you how glad I am to be surrounded by my fellow redcoats once more. I hope you have all enjoyed your tea. But perhaps you are unaware who was the instigator of this entire event. We must thank Mr. Upton for his untiring zeal and energy in making arrangements. We must thank the ladies for making the evening pleasant with their songs earlier, and, of course, their baking. But we must also thank a little man here, I'm given to understand, for the proposal in the first instance.
Is he speaking about me?
I should think so.
Teddy Platt. And he will speak to you better than I can. Now, my boy, have you anything you'd like to say?
Speak up, boy.
It wasn't I who thought about the tea. It was Colonel Saxby. I haven't anything to say, really. Oh, unless you'd like to hear my father's story.
Sure. Yeah. Go on, my boy.
Well, he was a brave soldier, like many of you. 'Twas a cold February evening, growing dark and bitterly cold. The brave men of the 24th Regiment were rationing the supplies they had left, knowing it would be a number of days before they'd receive more. Suddenly, out of the forest, a bullet whistled past my father's ear, striking the tree behind him. Instantly, a shout erupted, and the men grabbed their swords and rifles, knowing the night would be long and their battle would be bitter. But they'd fight proudly for their country. They banded together, my father taking the front, and marched up the tree-covered hill.
Now, into bed with you.
The tea was a success, wasn't it, Grandmother?
Most certainly. Everyone had a good time. You told your father's story with such enthusiasm. Your mother looked as though she was about to burst with pride. And the vicar did a fine job sharing afterwards.
Oh, perhaps the soldiers will want to join God's army now.
We shall pray so. Now, get some sleep.
Good night, Grandmother.
Good night.
Oh, did you happen to see a hefty soldier with a thick grey moustache?
I don't recall him, no.
Me either. I suppose Bouncer never did come. I like the band. maybe I'll be a bugle boy someday.
They sure are louder than sailors. At least the ones who come to our house.
Don't be so testy. You had fun last night helping with the tea.
It was fine.
Look, there's Jefferson. We met him. Don't they all look fine in their red coats and straight lines? I should think there's nothing better than being a soldier.
Except being a sailor. Look, they're nearly ready to go.
Here comes the soldier with the flag.
Hello, you're the boy that was at the tea last night. What was your name again?
Teddy Platt.
Say it again.
Button boy, we call him the button boy.
Three cheers for the button boy. Hip hip
hooray!
Hip hip
hooray!
Hip hip
hooray!
Time for school, Teddy, come on.
Company, forward, march!
And I did want to run alongside them for a bit. Did you hear them, though? Cheering for me. I'm practically a hero.
You gave them tea cakes.
Still, they seemed...
I don't want Mrs. Henry putting me in the corner, so I'm off to school. Are you coming?
I suppose. No. I think I'll run with the soldiers. That's what a man does, not his arithmetic. As a matter of fact, perhaps I'll spend the day working on my sword fighting.
You're skipping school.
There are more important things than grammar and sums. You might not think that because you're a girl and you don't know how to fight anyway.
Teddy, why, that's just a terrible thing to say. I'm going to school.
Suit yourself.
I don't know what you're thinking, Teddy Platt, but you're headed for a heap of trouble.